Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Nice pass! The Zellers throws it down with a hammer dunk with the right hand from Jalen Smith. Nice pass! And Gonzalez with right-handed dunk right in the grill of Isaiah Stewart. Oh my goodness!
That's a pumpkin pie in your eye, Mattis Gonzalez. Give me the whipped cream.
Bill was on one last night. That Bill Whittington
as
and Chuck Swirsky.
What?
On the Bulls Radio Network. This is Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score. And Mattis Gonzalez did have a great game. And there were some very nice lobs for dunks that happened in the 115-111 win over the Pistons. For the Bulls, Mattis with 21 points. He was 7 of 12 shooting, 7 for 7 from the line. He had 6 rebounds. He also had 1 assist. That's a nice line for 34 minutes for the young one.
Don't you dare leave out the 3 blocks, because that's where I'm looking at the defensive step up from why he couldn't get on the floor at the beginning of his rookie season to where he is now. I think the fact that he's become a plus and not a minus on the defensive side of the ball is one of the reasons why I really... Hey, if you didn't listen to me yesterday, I told the people. Did I not tell the people? I said, Mattis Gonzalez, plus 1,800, most improved player of the year. Those odds have gone from 18-1 to 12-1 overnight. You had your opportunity.
We know Chicago likes to move the money line as a market, and when they feel good about the Bulls, they will let you know. That is for sure. But it also shows that if he's going to dunk like that and he's going to block like that, you need him to be an above-the-rim player. And that is good proof that he is going to mature into being a consistent one.
I love the fact that he was 7 of 7 from the line, too, because that means you're willing to go inside, get physical with people, and when you get sent to the line, you're a threat to score from there. And that can make the difference, really, in a 4 to 5 points per game average if you can get to the line and make your free throws. We know plenty of people who have gotten to the line and not made their free throws, but for Gonzalez at his age to understand, as a young tactician, a young student of the game, if you will, what it is and what it isn't, this is great right now, what I see with this development.
Well, you're not the only one who's excited about Mattis. Just listen to what Vooch had to say in the locker room after the game.
Those are big plays, you know, dunks, walks, anything like that. They bring energy into the crowd. They bring energy, you know, into the team. But it's a huge play, and I'm very proud of Mattis. He became a man tonight. You know, he got his first legit poster. He tried to claim he dunked on D'Angelo Russell or something last year, but I'm like, you know, Mattis, he had 2 feet bigger than him. So, you know, this is the first one. So, yeah, and he's finally a sophomore, no more rookie. So, yeah, he's growing, which is nice to see. But, you know, it was a big play for us. It was I needed time too, because they were trying to make a comeback, and it was a great play, you know, by him. But you know, he's able to do that. He has, you know, great physical attributes, very athletic guy, and he just, you know, I think he enjoys taking on that challenge, and that was a great play. You know, Stewart's a big guy. I think he caught some of the ball, so for nice to finish, it was huge.
He became a man tonight. The way he folded that in. I think he did it just to see if anybody was going to pay attention. He became a man tonight. He had his first legit poster.
How fitting is this? So Matis Buzelis, his birthday is October 13th. That's 10 days ago, right? On October 13th, he turned 21 and for legal reasons became a man. He can drink, he can do all the things.
Can't rent a car.
Well, you can rent a car, but you got to pay the extra surcharge. I know this is a former 24-year-old who rented a car, and they were like, "Oh, well, you got to put this extra money down." And
think
all that
he
stuff.
Can afford it?
I think he can afford it. I think he can afford it. So for him in this season debut, I'm 21 now. I'm a man.
I'm a man.
For him to do what he did to Isaiah Stewart, and for his quasi dad. Because 35, it's like, I can't even call you like big brother. You're 35, and this he wasn't even a man 10 days ago until he turned 21. For him to kind of pass the torch to you, I love that. I love the sense of this Bulls team, and this is why I like the fact that they brought those guys back from last year to this year, because the cohesion is already baked in. The cohesion is there.
It is, and it was there. Remember when DeMar would do that with like Iowa and Dalen Terry, and he called him as young as...
Yeah.
Those are his children.
Exactly.
So, I love that stuff.
But Buzelis, I think this is just step one of a new season. And you know, he understood why he wasn't even getting playing time last year. He talked about it like, I wasn't any good at defense and now I'm getting better. And he had some early mistakes when he would be in the game for, 10 minutes or so in a game. Now he is being counted on as a frontline player for the Chicago Bulls.
Well, additionally, think about who's going to be in the floor even last night in the closing minutes of the game. That's a big part of this is how many times were we asking last season whether or not Matis Buzelis was going to be on the floor in crucial minutes in a game, and we didn't have that base to draw from, that he wasn't on the floor. So to be able to earn this and to do what he's done in the preseason leading to this and then get the vote of confidence from Vooch and really the veteran love like that, I mentioned DeMar, for example. That shows it's a fun team. Like, I love that stuff when you can share that with everybody. So that's a good sign, too, what you talk about with the chemistry and just the veteran partnership there with the young players. That's a very good thing.
One of the biggest things about this team specifically, because we talked about Vooch, and I think he was like the player of the game last night, 28-14. He got Durant in foul trouble. He set the tone with that. And obviously his big floaters late. When they looked like they were having some trouble scoring the basketball, they went to Vooch, which is, I know Stacey King was happy about that because he always talks about get it to your big man and work off of him.
Your skilled big man, too.
Yes. I mean,
for all we talk about with defense, the best thing he can do is exactly what happened. And the Bulls got in some foul trouble, too. You remember Giddey was toeing the line with five fouls, and they decided to bring him back in for those closing minutes. So for Vooch to do the same thing and force foul trouble, that's exactly what you want an offensive-minded five to be able to do.
I also expect, and I expected and still expect, Ayo Dosunmu to have a huge season. It's a contract year for him. He obviously missed the end of last season with an injury, and now he's probably their most steady player in that he's not going to wow you necessarily, but he's going to make all the right plays. He's going to do all the right things on defense especially. We know he can finish in the open court when they do decide to push. But for him to have 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists off the bench.
And 27 minutes off the bench, too. Those are significant minutes.
I think that's important for Herter to be that 3-point threat to help spread the floor, to have 15 points off the bench as well. Again, I think it's going to take 10 guys. You know, Dalen Terry played 6 minutes and 20 seconds, right? But in my mind, when Coby White and Zach Collins come back, the depth is there.
Right.
And, you know, AK, one of the things he talked about with Spiegel and Holmes is how you need 10 guys now. We see it with Oklahoma City and the Thunder and what they did last year, and even in their double overtime win over the Rockets on opening night.
The Warriors were doing that quite a bit, too. They decided to go with a big rotation in a lot of their regular season games. That's where that trend is coming from. Like, it's both those teams.
And so you wonder maybe, well, who's going to be the leading scorer any given night? Because you don't have a Zach LaVine or a DeMar DeRozan. And Josh Giddey, while he's not a premium scorer, can score the basketball given opportunities. I like that teams, when they scout for the Bulls, especially without Kobe, they don't know who to stop.
You're going to have to figure it out. Since we're having fun with the box score, the line for Isaac Okoro, Get it done, my man. 23 minutes, 0 points, 5 personal fouls. Play the defense. Go wreck shop. That was great. Five rebounds, 4 assists.
The best part of his line, by the way, you know, he only took 2 shots, obviously, so over 2 from the field. But the best part of his line, you might be like, oh, well, 5 rebounds. He used his fouls because he got in a little foul trouble as well.
Yeah, they did. They did get in some foul trouble.
But the most telling part about New Bull Isaac Okoro and his line, that man was a plus 17 game high for either team on plus minus. Plus 17 says a lot in a game in which nobody else was in double digits for plus minus.
Yeah, that is significant when you look at it like that. Although Dalen was minus 10.
Well, Dalen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Dalen.
Yeah. 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 Now, when it came to your player of the game, you said it was Vooch. He was 11 of 18 shooting. He had 28 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists. Let's listen to what Billy Donovan had to say about Vooch this game.
Vooch does an unbelievable job professionally taking care of himself. And I think, you know, getting ready to turn 35 and the fact that he had an entire training camp this summer in Montenegro, I think he was one of the league leaders this summer in minutes played, you know, per game. He comes out of that, you know, he's got to fly obviously back here. You know, he's got kids, he's got school, takes care of himself. And he's worked incredibly hard in training camp. And, listen, he's playing two different styles. The way they play in Montenegro is a little different than the way we play here. And he kind of worked his way through it. But, you know, when he's playing at that level on both ends, it really incredibly helps our team.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Talking about the Bulls' win last night. Season opener. Nice to see.
And I thought it was an interesting touch that he mentioned the Montenegro and what they did in EuroBasket 2025. And here's why. Vooch went out there and played like he was still in his, you know, late 20s, early 30s, in the fact that he averaged 20.8 points, 11.6 rebounds, 4.4 assists, and 0.8 blocks in 5 appearances. And understanding what he was able to do there, and because he retired from the Montenegrin national team after this performance. This was his last send-off in that capacity for his national team. And to come back and be like, all right, back to basketball the NBA way, and to perform the way he did in game one, and to be joking around and talking as he was about Matis Puzelis after the game, even though he wants to play for a contender. We heard him say that just after the trade deadline last year.
Like, and it was addressed again at the end of the season.
Yes. So I think he's okay with where he is, though, because of what he's seeing around him right now. And I just think it's a very positive effort. Their next game in Orlando, by the way, and he knows a thing or two about Orlando.
He does, although that Orlando team has had players who have been known to give the Bulls absolute fits. We are going to take a look at the schedule, I think, in a little bit coming up. That's more for High Noon.
So I have a question for you guys, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of fans who have been burned by the Bulls in the last half decade, basically in their life. Like, there's going to be a lot of people who don't know if they should give this team a chance yet. Both of you, we are all Bulls people. We're going to watch the games. But for the people who don't know to give it a chance, what is the biggest selling point? And do you think they should give the Bulls a chance this year?
I mean, I think it's a fair question. I just don't think it's necessarily our job to sell. It's if you want to see how this comes together, because no other team in the NBA is really using this philosophy to build a roster. They're not really using this philosophy to decide how to use the roster on the court. That's probably it. Like, I joked about Billy Donovan, the season making sense if Billy Donovan would be the coach of the year last year. But I also think for what he did with the people we understood to be coming up in the returns of trades, for example, like the Zach LaVine trade, that was a different way of doing business than what we see in the league. When we talk about draft picks having value, it's because of how the Oklahoma City Thunder rebuilt their team, not only quickly, but to build a perennial contender. They're sustainable, you know, in what they're doing. And if you like team basketball, for example, you know, if you like old school basketball, I feel like the way the Pacers played all through the playoffs last year is for you. And what the Bulls are doing is a completely different concept.
There are no ball stoppers on the Bulls as far as their offense goes. No one's going to sit there and pound the rock for 10 seconds of a 24-second shot clock and then either make a late decision to pass someone or to take a shot themselves. It is a very free-flowing style of basketball in which people understand, I might have a good shot, but let me go and pass it to the next guy for a better shot. And I think it's a better brand of basketball than probably people have been watching for a while here for the Bulls. And I think their defense is evolving. It's going to take time. It's a work in progress. But I have full belief that Billy Donovan will get the best out of these players. And if Zach Collins comes back healthy in a reasonable amount of time, and if Kobe White and his calf strain come back in a reasonable amount of time, they're going to be a problem for a lot of teams out here, because there's a lot of middling teams specifically in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think first things first, they've got to be a solution, though, for themselves.
Yeah.
And you and I both agree, draft picks are gold. They are mana. So you have to be able to use those in a way that really builds your team, not just in a roster situation for a year, but for many to come. And that having any sort of draft pick is only going to work to your favor even years from now. Didn't we see draft picks in the 2030s being traded when it came to the deals that were happening in the league?
Listen, all I know is the team that currently holds the NBA championship, the most recent Larry O'Brien trophy, has so many draft picks, they're going to end up trading those picks for future first-round picks beyond the years, because they're not going to be able to use them all. And it's scary that they have the roster they have with the capital draft-wise that they have, and that's why it seems like there's no end in sight for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Sam Presti's living in 3008. I don't want to be in 2000 and late. That's it. That's how I feel.
Great use of lyrics there.
It's the Black Eyed Peas, Robbie.
I know it's the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah.
Were you alive when that album came out?
Gotta get that.
He knows it. He's actually.
I was in middle school. Yeah, that was at the middle school dances.
That is a very popular middle school dance album, I would say. Yeah, that makes it make sense. When there's a large portion of that album on people's wedding playlists in 2025, I know what I'm dealing with here. People who need more music. I mean, I like that album, but you know, it's been a while.
They're still touring, but without Fergie. We need Fergie back.
Every now and then I will watch Fergie's national anthem. Just every now and then. Just to get a good laugh in. And mostly for the cutaways of people laughing at the national anthem at the time.
Mm-mm-mm.
If you want to cheer yourself up, that's a good way to do it. I think there's some people in the NBA that might need some cheering up. What on earth did we wake up to this morning?
News, breaking news.
FBI indictments for a current NBA head coach, a former finals MVP, in fact. And additionally, as we mentioned, somebody who could have faced the Bulls in that last game that the Bulls played in last season, but he did not. Either way, active players, active coaches, and it sounds like there could be more. It's all coming up next on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
David Robinson, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and Magic Johnson will start for the white-suited United States of America. Now coming out the starting lineup for Lithuania in green uniforms. They have some piping of yellow on their uniform. Rimas Kurtinaitis is number 10. Number 11, the big man Sabonis, is in the middle at 7'3". They're also starting Urtunas Karnasovas. Karnasovas is a junior at the Seton Hall, and he plays for assistant coach P.J. Carlissimo of the United States staff.
Intensity on the American defense is such that mistakes are being made. That's a lovely ball in from Sabonis to Karnasovas.
What a bounce pass. John Stockton would have been proud of that one.
What Coach Karauskas knows is that he is limited on offensive skills, and so he needs to have Karnasovas out there to do anything, and that was a nice catch and put back.
Michael Jordan. That's a good sign for him. Cheeky little hook there from Magic, and Larry loves it. Karnasovas. I think that just about sums it up. I've never seen that, have you?
Photographs and autographs.
Karnasovas it is, taking the picture.
That tells the story of the game right there. Karnasovas on the sideline with his camera. This game
was
only meant for memories.
Here's the Ewing in the lane, getting a pass from Bird, hitting a 12-footer straight away. That is a funny sight, isn't it?
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, live from the United Center, on your radio home of the Chicago Bulls, 670 The Score.
We're in section 102 and 103 on the concourse here at the United Center. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are happy to be joined by Arturas Karnasovas, who was patient enough to sit through the football talk. He's like, hey, you're going to switch from football to basketball? Yeah, we're capable of doing that over here. But we are grateful that you had a few minutes for us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was nice to see you smile listening to those highlights of Lithuania against the Dream Team in 92. And the image of you on the sidelines there with the camera taking pictures of that game. Where are those photos? Do you have those photos?
I still do. A lot of them, actually, I'm in them. So that means somebody else took them. So it was not only me. But I think with 2 minutes to go, I fouled out. I had to cover Barkley. That was a very tough assignment. So I fouled out. Then I said, you know, these are the idols that we, you know, I was looking up to growing up, and I wanted to take pictures, so I did. We were down by 50 anyway, so.
What's your favorite, like, the thing that you will always remember from that experience?
I think, you know, for the first time, you know, Lithuania in 1992 played, you know, after such a long time as an independent country, and to get a bronze medal, to get on a podium with my teammates and get a bronze medal. That was the highlight. And then I remember the president of the country was in the locker room, and we were, you know, putting a tie-dye shirt on him and pouring champagne. And, you know, so it was a lot of excitement, and it was a great experience for him.
That's awesome. We're here on the opening night for the Bulls in the NBA. What are you excited about for this team?
Well, I just want to see the growth, right, of this team, of individual players, you know, all the young players to take a step forward. And we had a pretty long summer. We had a, you know, good preseason. We played very good teams. We played Cleveland twice, Milwaukee, Denver, Minnesota. So they were physical, long, athletic teams. So it was good test for us, but now the show starts.
There's a lot of hope that's being placed at the feet of Modest. What does him taking the next step look like?
Well, to do everything a little bit better, right? So he already doubled his stats, in preseason, but he's going to be now in every scouting report, so team's going to be ready for him. And he's also going to have very tough defensive assignments. He might go, defend KD one night, Kawhi Leonard the other, and he's just going to keep on going. So I think we'll see how this year goes, but every guy needs to take a step forward for us to do better.
How do you guys get him to understand that that is now part of it? It's not just you can grow into an offensive star, but you're going to expend a lot of energy on the defensive side because of how good you are.
He's a very confident young man, as you already know, and him communicating to media. Offensive side of the ball, I'm not worried about him. He's going to have to impact on other parts of the game, and he's gotten better. He's gotten stronger this, this summer. And like I said, now preseason is over and we'll see exactly what we look like.
Arturis Karnišovas is here, or Karnišovas. I still say it both ways.
I don't even know what's the correct way anymore. For 30 years they butchered my name, so I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll stick with what I said then.
Yeah.
I think the hope of Modest taking a big leap is like the biggest positive dream of Bulls fans in terms of this team taking a big leap. So I feel like we got to focus on what kind of kid he is, what kind of coaching you can give him, how hard he can be coached, what kind of drive he is, similar to the way that we talk about Caleb Williams with the Bears, frankly. So he seems like a kid who likes to be coached hard. Is that correct?
Yes. He's a hard worker. Work ethic is there. He wants to get better. He wants to be good. He wants to be the best. And he strives for it. And, he's just, the timeline, when that's going to happen. And hopefully he's going to be patient. And, in general, we're putting emphasis now on winning. And this group is actually pretty close. They like to play with each other. So we'll see. We'll see what happens now that it's, regular season starting and, lights come on.
So the last couple years at the deadline, it has felt like, oh man, we're not seeing him choose to either add and go crazy or subtract and go backwards. And it's been frustrating to a lot of fans. Is there anything that could happen this year that could make you aggressive in either direction in a different way come the deadline?
Yes. I mean, we consistently evaluating our group. It's young group. We're going to see if we're going to take a step forward in terms of, it's easier, obviously, because it's Eastern Conference and there's a lot of uncertainty there, a lot of parity with a lot of teams. And again, we're going to try to, jump right from beginning because, you can't wait until the end of the season, to make a run. So we'll see what we're going to look like. We're going to miss, obviously, Kobe. We're going to miss Zach Collins. We were talking about deep roster, and we'll see what we have.
How do you view the Eastern Conference?
Well, I've talked about it. I think there's a lot of parity there. If you talk to 12 or 13 teams, they think they're in it. What's going to happen, nobody knows. But we're going to compete in every game, and I think it starts today. We're going to play against a very good team. We obviously remember February games against Detroit. I hope, our players remember that as well. They didn't end very well for us, so I hope that's going to get them ready for this game and it's going to be very competitive.
When you say that there's an emphasis on winning, how do you convey that to I know what Billy's all about, but when it comes to the players, how do you convey to them, hey, we're kind of past the developmental part. We want to start seeing W's now. How do you get that point across to them?
Well, we never went away from that, because everybody thinks that, you can separate player development and winning. Okay, now this year we're going to be all about winning. I think part of the development. It's not only shooting, 60, shots every, 600 shots every day. It's about what goes into winning, what's impacting winning. And that's why we spend all preseason talking about, like, we're going to have now impact defensive end of the floor. You know, we're going to have to get over picks. We're going to have to take charges. We're going to have to have deflections. And we're going to continue running, because until this young group is going to get more experience and execution, half-court execution is going to get better, we're going to have to play fast. We were, one of the, highest pace teams last year. That pace would have been, 20th in preseason. So that means every team is trying to play fast now. So...
That's interesting.
Yeah, so... we're obviously following up close. We still finished preseason top three in terms of pace, but we'll see how that, the idea is to play fast is one thing, is that, your players got to be ready. You got to practice a lot. And, it's not only, after, steals or, turnovers, you're trying to run the other way, but it's also after makes.
Forgive me if I've missed it along the way. Has there been confirmation of the extensions for you and Mark? It was rumored in April, then it sort of came out in June. Have there been extensions, and do you feel confident that you guys deserved it and should move forward with everything you're doing?
Again, give you a company line that we don't talk about extensions, and I'm going to continue saying, but. I love to be here, and I cannot wait to see those guys play tonight.
So do you feel like you guys deserve to see this through for another few years here and see what happens?
Yeah, I think Billy's the right guy. I have no doubt about it. And our building is in very good shape. The people that we hired there, and there's a synergy between players, coaches, front office, and ownership. And we just got to improve the results, because it's a result-driven business, and I understand the frustration. But we got to be patient, and, things will come.
When I watch Josh Giddey, I see a player who's very exciting on the offensive end, a guy that could average a triple-double. I know that rebounding is a part of defense, but I'm wondering, when it comes to help defense and on-the-ball defense, how can he be better? Is it in him to be a better defender?
Yes, I truly believe that it is. He's 22 years old, right? And he's showed, last year, especially the way we finished, we were a different team, obviously, after we made changes, and each guy kind of had to define their own roles. And I thought that, Kobe and Josh ran with it, and I think he can improve in a lot of facets of his game, and like I said, he's gonna have to demonstrate that in every game, but I do believe that he can get better defensively.
I'm old enough to remember the style that you guys played with Lithuania, and I loved it, and then the style that is played in Denver, where you were. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful kind of egalitarian ball moving style.
Yes.
And it does feel like offensively Josh brings that, right? Doesn't it kind of fit the way that you want to play
ball?
Yeah,
he's the right guy, because, again, pushing the ball, passing, obviously he's an elite in passing and rebounding for his position. He's 6'8", his big guard passes over his defenders and all this stuff. So,
What players do you think could take a step forward on this team and be part of that kind of offensive style in a really good way?
Well, I think we added Isaac Okoro, who's, we're talking about defense. He's the guy that all preseason and, in practices, he's the, physicality guy. Besides that, we got Io back. We got Trey Jones back from, they got injured at the end of last season. So I think there's a lot of guys that, we haven't seen, another young guy like Julian. Is he going to take a step forward? Is Dalen going to take a step forward? We're going to need all of them during the year, because, playing like we wanted to play and looking at the, at our history, and then the way the league is right now. There's a lot of injuries right now. I think we're going to need a very deep roster. We're going to need, you know, we're going to need each of our players.
Does Isaac represent, I don't want to say a total change in philosophy, but does he represent a toughness that maybe your roster hasn't had before?
It's a good start, you know. By acquiring him, I think this is, you know, we cannot say that, you know, our defense is going to be solved just by getting one guy, but it's just the mentality that he plays with, and that's what we want to play with. You know, he rubs off in practices, the way how physically he plays, and, you know, like Billy said, you know, the first time when he came in and he had a conversation with Billy was not about, you know, he didn't use eyes, like, how can I make this team better? It's about we. So he was very impressive, and, you know, hopefully he's going to impact winning with us.
Were you like us on the couch last night watching OKC and Houston? That's a crazy good game.
That was a great opening, for our season.
What is OKC's state of the art? You know, I mean, that's the champ, and there they were able to finish that, obviously with a superstar, which helps. But what do they do that you aspire to?
Again, this is something that everybody's watching, right? The grit, the toughness, the physicality. And also, again, they use bench, very, very deep bench, right? So the way everybody's wants to play right now, you're going to have to use 10, sometimes 11 players. So everybody's going to have to be ready to play.
Did you watch any of the Jordan stuff last night?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I miss him. Yeah. It's good that he came back and, you know, he's sharing some wisdom. But it was fun night last night.
Yeah, to see him be comfortable and talking about basketball. Like, yeah. Those high-level conversations, we have questions that we obviously, like, want to ask you and have to ask you to kind of represent Bulls fans. But when it comes to just the game of basketball, what do you still like about it?
Well, I probably enjoy to watch everybody else, but then I'm very nervous to watch us. You know, I don't know how much I enjoy, you know, our games, because, you know, I usually, you know, start in one place, then I end up in the second quarter somewhere else, and then I might end up in the fourth quarter in my office across the street. So, but when I watch games, I still, you know, obviously love the game and watch the, you know, every game I can. You know, sometimes we on the text with, you know, front office, actually just you know, our impressions of the game, and we just comment, and, you know, like, we got nothing else to do, but, you know, 24 hours is basketball.
Well, so that's not that crazy. There used to be an executive in town, a baseball guy, Kenny Williams with the White Sox, used to be on the treadmill while the White Sox were playing, because he didn't know what to do with the nervous energy.
Yeah. Well, I've tried it all. You know, I've tried in suite. I've tried in room by myself in front of TV. I tried to go to weight room and in our practice facility and work out there while two TVs are on. I've tried it all. But
none of it's worked?
I still don't know what I'm going to do this year. So I'm going to start in, during the game, I'm going to start somewhere in the suite, and then we'll see what happens after.
I love Lawrence's question about what you like about it. So when you do see beautiful basketball, what are you seeing? What do you love?
I mean, it's basically fundamental. We all like, you know, we all like fundamental stuff when, you know, it's a team oriented, you know, the ball is moving right now. And, like, you know, you mentioned about, you know, teams like, you know, or Denver or Golden State, you know, when they had a huge run, it's all about the, you know, ball movement. And I mean, we every team is trying to replicate. We're trying to replicate. Obviously, it's costly with a young team, you know, sometimes, you know, turnovers, but we're going to have to eliminate that. But, you know, I love to watch games. So, you know, I love what I do. This is my job, but, you know, it doesn't feel that way because I'm watching. I can watch in one day college basketball. I can watch our game. Then I can watch, you know, EuroLeague and then EuroCup, and, you know, and then we watched, you know, NBL from Australia. You know, so it's just an all day basketball.
Yeah, you're immersive. It's all scouting.
Yeah.
So, which version of Danny Hurley was crazier? the one who was your teammate at Seton Hall or the one on the sidelines in the NCAA tournament just this past year with UConn? Which one is crazy?
I think overall, yeah. Danny was crazy in college, but I thought that, you know, it was amazing to watch him last couple of years, what he was able to accomplish and win back-to-back championships. So I'm really proud of Danny.
I saw him play in high school when he was with his brother playing for their dad at Jersey City St. Anthony's. And Danny was the little brother who people picked on because Bobby was the king, you know?
Yeah, and he came in and I played with him for 2 years. And like I said, great family. They live basketball, and I'm glad, you know, they still in it. Both brothers are still coaching and coaching at a very high level, and, you know, it's great to watch them succeed.
Arturis, when I've been out here, I've seen you interact with fans. I'm curious, what's their biggest complaint when they talk to you, and what do you tell them?
Well, especially this building, it's, you know, the losses are the hardest ones, and especially by, you know, double digits or something like this, you know, you want to go to every fan and just apologize. But this building is very electrifying for me, and, you know, the fan base is great. I think it's all about, you know, everybody likes a winning team, you know, and the results, and, you know, you know, I'm enjoying also building something, and I think this team is on a way up. I feel that we're building something here with this young team, and I mean, it has to be a tough out, at least in this building, you know. So.
That's super cool of you to share the human side of, like, not knowing where to watch the game and that energy and that, like, that feeling of wanting to apologize to fans. Cause we deal with it. We deal with, like, their anger, their disappointment. Cause this town, when the Bulls are good, is an awesome basketball town.
It's not only great basketball town, it's a great sports town. Right. And I don't think they, you know, you can go to other cities that, you know, can, you know, the city's, you know, angry fans. But I think that in Chicago there's a good combination of, like, care factor, and they also educated, you know, in the sport that they watch. So, and I think they just want to, you know, to see their team succeed, and especially in this building. And we got to bring a home court advantage. I think we had a better record last year away than home, and that should not happen.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Well, they definitely want you to win. Like, trust me. Like, we hear from them every day.
Oh, yeah.
And I would consider I'm in that boat too. Like, I would love to see you guys be able to put this thing together and start winning because of everything that you said. Like, the way that the city is, the way that the United Center rocks when the Bulls are good is such a fun thing.
Hey, Lawrence was referencing the questions that we need to ask to serve the listeners. I got to squeeze one more in. Mm-hmm. Was Joe Dumars really offering 2026 unprotected picks for everybody between 9 and 13 in the draft last year?
I don't know exactly, but they landed one good player, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do like that player. Lawrence, you liked him too.
I love Derek Quinn.
You love Derek Quinn, but so raw. Very. It's so interesting. Like, it's hard to predict the personalities of these guys, whether they're going to be hard workers, isn't it?
Yes. And I mean, we obviously happy to land Noah, and, you know, nobody's talking about him.
Tell us about him.
Well, he's 18 years old, right? So a lot of, you know, he's the second youngest in the draft, you know, after Cooper Flag. He doesn't turn 19 until December. He played, you know, for a team in Germany. He played with men. You know, it's not like, hey, I'm coming out of high school. I played against 15 and 16 year olds. Mm-hmm. They made it to the finals in German championship. So, you know, he's been very good, you know, playing on a high level. And obviously, where we saw that him and you know, scouted him when he played in preseason against Portland Trailblazers a year ago, and he was 17 years old. So.
Man, Arturis, we appreciate you being so generous with your time, and we'll offer. So, like, look, if the next time you're watching a game and you're like, hey, let me talk with Lawrence and Speed, like, let's see if that calms me down while I'm watching the game.
Right, so we got you.
We'll just set up like an interview, like a mock interview. We won't even air it.
But just hop on a Zoom.
Yeah, just hop on a Zoom with you.
Yeah, man.
And see if that allows you to relax while you're watching the game.
Sounds good to me.
Arturis, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks,
Arturis Chauvis here. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit of NFL. That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
In honor of tonight's opener, can you please tell us your predicted record for the Bulls this season? Are they a playoff team? Are they a play-in team? Who will be the Bulls' best player this season?
Well, you look at the hope that exists tonight and you wonder how long it can last. They did finish 17-10 after the All-Star break. They finished famously 15-5. And that was the thing that seemed to rally everyone around in the front office. Like, they were going to embrace that. And embracing that, they hugged the status quo. And they didn't change much. Can this team in the Eastern Conference that has come back to everybody continue that trend? They'll be up and down. It's going to be a very familiar, typical bull season. They are going to excite you for stretches and disappoint you for others. And their best player, I'll start from the back and go in that direction. The best player is going to be Modest Bozelis, because it's his time to take a step. He's committed and open about that. He's improved and spent a lot of time working on his shot and his body. And I think he's ready to take that next step into, whether it's most improved, whether it's flirting with the all-star, whatever the case may be, he is going to be your best player. Play-in team, I think that would be, let's shoot higher than that. That's such a familiar, redundant, empty goal. So I think they win. I think they're right down the middle. This is a 500 team, 41-41.
Wow, that's awesome.
And they are, whatever that would get them in the Eastern Conference, right around the 6 or 7 seed.
I'm not too far off. I'm trying to be glass half full. The real question is, and you guys talked about it, I believe, on the air, it's Coby White. Is he missing 6 games, 8 games, 10 games? Is he missing a month? Is he missing a month and a half? I mean, that makes predicting this a little bit harder. But I do believe they're going to be a try-hard group again. So like Tuesdays and Wednesday nights in January, February, and March, when teams are kind of just cruising through town on their way back home, like the Bulls will pick up a couple of wins that they shouldn't probably get. I say 40 and 42, probably good enough for eighth. Maybe they host a play-in game. Okay, right? But it's that kind of thing. You know, here's another thing about Kobe White. You know, the team that was part of the doubleheader last night, the Rockets, they're desperate for a point guard, right? They signed Van Vliet, and he's going to miss the whole year. You know, what could the Bulls get for assuming Kobe White comes back?
Amen Thompson could be the starting point guard. He's a pretty good player.
Is that enough, though, for their aspirations? Is he better than Kobe White?
I think he's good, and I think he'll get better. I think he's a good young player.
Teams like that, though, are always looking to add.
He's also got a twin brother who's a pretty good player, too.
I'm just saying, like, could if Kobe came back, bounce back right away.
Thompson,
like, he just misses the 2 weeks and he's ready to go. Like, they're just being careful in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If he's available, is that somebody that could be on the move to a team looking for a guard? Could Kobe White be on the move?
Well, I think the broader point there is that Kobe White might be shopped. Io might be shopped because they're unlikely to be able to keep both of them after this season.
Yeah, that would make no sense. The two of them together with Giddey, that doesn't make much sense of a backcourt.
Hold me now. Hold me in your loving arms. Thompson Twins.
I got the reference. I was hoping you were quoting song lyrics and not making a plea.
It wasn't an invitation.
Okay.
But I could use a hug. No, I think it's fascinating that the Bulls won 39 games last year, 39 games the year before, and 40 games the year before that. And now you got them at 41.
I got them at 41.
I think that's great. And Dustin has them at 40. It's hard to vary from that routine. And it's hard to say that they're going to be better than that team that almost was, because that was a pretty good team for a brief period of time there when Lonzo was healthy. I guess as I look at this, I like the answer Matas Muzelis for their best player. And I like that because I think it's his competitiveness, his desire to be a good player, and his confidence in himself. And he's holding himself to a really high standard. He came out of that game, he had 3 blocks in that game, and he said, "I didn't do enough. I should have done more." I love stuff like that. I love people that hold themselves to that kind of standard. So I think he'll hold himself to a very high standard. Josh Giddey's a pretty good player too. So they got 2 good players. I think Kobe's a really good player. I'm worried now about the injury, because I think what you're saying is they'll evaluate him in a couple of weeks. And even if they clear him, is he game ready? I mean, I know Billy says he's going to do some stuff, but he's not going to be doing a lot of running. So it's getting cleared. It's not just getting examined. And that makes you worry that if he misses a longer period of time, it could be bad. But I'll go for 39 3 years running, and I'll put him in the play-in for whatever, 4 years running. I'll go with more of the same. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they're actually in the playoffs. But I think for the purposes of this exercise,
39 again.
I'm going three-peat on 39, and I'm going with a play-in series yet again.
Oh,
how about
boy.
That? There you go.
Cannot wait.
I don't know why you would mess with the trend. And Brandon, we haven't heard from you. You're our resident
Bulls fan. I'm pointing at you the whole time because I'm in agreement with you. That's what I had in my mind. This team is going nowhere. This is the same exact team. And then you don't have Kobe White. You're probably your best, more efficient scorer right now. It's no way. Unless Muzelis takes a whole nother leap. No,
yeah.
I'm right there with you.
You don't see that happening with Matas?
This is his best opportunity now. You're going to see it here. This is the time to see it. So, I mean, who else is going to score the ball? So, there it is.
That's why he's the pick for being the best player, because you are so right. This is the chance to make it happen. Do it starting tonight.
This is the chance where you can say this is your team now.
This is your moment.
That's it. All right. That is, I feel good, but I feel really bad. It's like...
You should feel terrible.
All right. That's fair.
You should feel awful.
All right.
39 victories again. Come on. Come on.
312-644-6767. Do you expect different? Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.